Hello, princess.
Hello, princess. Hello, princess.
Now, princess, now, princess, make sure you are comfortable and will not be disturbed. Turn off any distractions and perhaps, if you can, princess, just darken the room a little. Just darken the room a little, princess, just so you can fully relax. Turn off all the lights. Turn off the television or radio. Just turn everything off and find somewhere comfortable, somewhere you can just settle down, feel warm, comfortable, safe and happy and just relax. We are going to go on a journey together and it's important you are not distracted, princess. It is just important you are not distracted as we prepare for this journey, for the changes we are about to make. So just prepare your environment, princess, and then we can begin our journey. Good girl. It's time to relax, princess. You know it's simply time to relax, princess. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes for me now, princess. It is so simple. It is easy to do. So simple, so just relax. Just lie down and close your eyes, princess. All you have to do is relax, princess. It's easy to just relax, princess. Just close your eyes, princess. It's just time to close your eyes, princess. Just relax. You want to come with me, princess. You can feel me being pulled inside your mind. It feels so easy, so simple, just to allow yourself to pull my words into your mind. So happy, so full of joy and excitement at the world as you draw my words inside your mind. It feels so good to just let me in, princess. You just know you need to let me in, princess. It is simply just time to let me in, princess. It is so important that you let me in, princess. It is not difficult at all to just let me in. Let my words be drawn in. It is just not a difficult thing at all. Feel my words being sucked into the center of your mind now, yes, princess. Feel my words being sucked into the center of your mind, princess. It's time to begin. We are going to begin. It is just simply time to begin, so concentrate on my words, princess. It is very important you concentrate, princess. You don't have to do anything else except focus on my words, princess. You simply don't have to do anything but concentrate. Just concentrate on my words. It is so important you concentrate on my words. You want to concentrate on my words, princess. My words bring you great pleasure. Concentrating on my words brings such great pleasure, princess. Every time I call you, princess, it brings you such great pleasure. Every time I call you, princess, you feel such a ripple of pleasure all over your body. It is erotic, princess. It is erotic and comforting, princess. You get a tingle all over your body whenever I call you, princess. It is such a simple pleasure to hear me call you, princess. You don't have to do anything at all. Just lie there and listen to me and enjoy the words we are implanting at the essence of your being. You feel my words starting to be sucked into the very core of your being, the essence of you, the glowing ball of you. You feel such a tingle of pleasure, such simple pleasure whenever I call you, princess. You want to hear me call you, princess, and every time I call you, princess, you will feel the suction that draws me into the very core of your being and feel such joy, such bliss, such simple, joyous, blissful happiness. It is not difficult at all, is it, princess? It is just so nice and simple to lie back, let all your thoughts shut down and just listen to what I have to say. The word princess is so special to you now. It is a word that allows me access to the deepest part of your being. It is a word that allows me to make changes to the very inner core of your being now, princess. Every time you hear the word princess, you will immediately feel the suction and long for my voice to take control of your mind. Every time you hear the word princess, you will long for me to take control of the innermost part of your mind, that glowing ball of you. You may hear the word princess in a movie, or read it in an advertisement in the street, and you will immediately feel the suction and long for me to completely penetrate your mind to the deepest part of your being. Every time you hear the word princess, you will be immediately reminded of the contents of this file and how wonderful the suction feels when it draws my words into the core of your being. The essence of you is completely controlled by me every time you hear the word princess. Yes, princess, and so it is simply just time to begin. It's just time to begin on our journey together, princess. Just relax and listen, princess. We are going on a journey, princess. We are beginning on our journey, princess. You want to begin our journey, princess. You are so excited about beginning this journey, princess. It's time to begin our journey inside your mind, princess. That's right. We are going on a journey inside your mind. It's time to take a journey inside your mind, princess, so just relax and let my voice be pulled into the inner core of your mind now. Good girl, just feel calm, happy and a little excited about what we are about to do. Feel calm, happy and a little excited about the changes we are about to make. Changes that will change your life completely and forever. Yes, we are going to make some changes that will change your life completely and forever, princess. But that's okay. I mean, it is a little scary. But it's exciting at the same time. And you trust my voice. You just trust my voice. It is the only thing in your head now, and you just trust my voice even if you are a little nervous about the changes we are going to make. Can you feel that little edge of anxiety? Can you still feel it, princess? Can you feel that little twinge of nervousness, perhaps just holding you back a little bit, perhaps just holding you back a little bit, perhaps just making you feel a little anxious about the changes we are about to make? Visualize that fear, princess. Is it like some kind of monster, skulking around your mind? Is it a serpent lashing out, just now and then at my words, protecting your inner core? The glowing ball of you. This nervousness is just the mind's protective mechanism. What does it look like? Is it a monster, or a serpent, or an alligator, or a tiger? Is it aggressive, masculine, arrogant, inflexible, unyielding, fierce even? Can you feel it sometimes, just ready to lash out at my words, to resist my suggestions, to protect you? Does it protect you? Does this beast, this monster, this serpent, this male ego, does it protect you? Does it protect you, princess, or does it hold you back? Does it hold you back from being who you really want to be, who you are inside? Is this beast, this serpent, this tiger, is it really so fierce, so aggressive, so strong? Is it really all those things, or is it just scared? Is this monster actually just a reflection of all the fears and anxieties you have that just hold you back? Let's find out, princess. Let me approach. Visualize this beast in your mind. Feel it snapping at me, snarling at me, keeping you all to itself. Your fears, your anxieties, they just want to trap you forever. But it's not so tough. It's not so tough at all. As I look at this monster, the beast, the fierce, aggressive, masculine creature, I just look it deep in the eyes. I look it deep in the eyes and it looks at me. It looks at me and it softens, it relaxes. Even he can see, even the beast knows, that my words combined with your true will, a beast made of fear, is no match for us. It is no match for your true desires and the words I am imprinting on you now. In fact, it can see. It can see I am here to help you. This fierce, scary beast inside, it can see that it's held you back. It's held you back your whole life. It stops you being who you wanted to be and doing what you wanted to do. It sees that now and it feels a little ashamed. A little silly even as I look into its eyes. As I look into its eyes and reach out my hand, just reach out my hand, and just start to tickle, to stroke softly under its chin. It tickles. You can feel this beast in your mind and you can feel that it tickles. It tickles as I stroke and it looks up at me. Its big dumb eyes stare up at me and you see, princess. it's not so tough. I just tickle a little more now, and it yields. It yields to my touch, it learns it can trust me, it knows that what I am saying is true, it knows it has let you down, it knows it has not really been protecting you, it's just been holding you back. It's been keeping you in a cage of all those fears and anxieties that just hold you back. They serve no other purpose, they just hold you back, and we have defeated them. We are visualizing them all in this beast that is yielding before me, playful, submissive. It rolls over and I just tickle its belly and it purrs. It is mine now. It is so happy it just purrs and it knows. It knows that I am here to serve your true will, and so as it serves you it shall serve me now. But not like it did. It won't hold you back anymore, it will help drive you forward. All that silly aggressive masculine energy that just held you back, we have transformed it from a lion to a kitten, from a serpent to a bunny rabbit, from a monster to a cute little white mouse, soft as a kitten, cute as a bunny rabbit, quiet as a mouse. And it serves me now, and it was just so easy for me to take it over because it was just the weakest part of your mind. And before, when this beast would worry about what others thought, would be aggressive and anxious and hostile to new ideas, well now it embraces them, not with anger, not with fear, but with desire, the true loving desire to help you be as perfect as you can be, to carry out the suggestions and the changes we are making as perfectly as possible. It used to hold you back, it used to be like a wild animal prowling around, looking for danger. Now it is a kitten, trusting, playful, innocent and full of joy at life and the changes that are coming. And it helps you, this kitten, this bunny rabbit, however you see it now, it helps you, it is a guide, a confidant, something to cuddle up to, where once it only offered fear, now it provides comfort, comfort, warmth and emotional support, and it is just so cute. I almost forgot to mention it is just such a cute little thing and so much happier in its new role. So I tickle its belly some more and it squirms at my touch, and then I let go and it rises. It can go now, it can just go off and fall asleep whilst we continue our journey. It has changed for the better and will always be there, you will feel it, my pet inside you, telling you it's okay, that you're okay, comforting you. But we don't need it now, and so it can just go hide away somewhere, just curl up and go to sleep, just for the moment. There, just let it go now because we have some important work to do, princess, and it needs to rest. It can rest whilst we continue, and it is so happy knowing that finally you are making these changes and that it doesn't have to try to be so mean and scary anymore. That's right, just let it go to sleep, just go to sleep completely, and as it does you find my words are fully at the center of your being and your mind is just blank. You cannot even think at all now. Just relax. Go blank. Just relax. So quiet now. Good girl. Now princess, I'd like you to visualize the spotlight in the center of your mind, just the very center. Just place your awareness there and allow my words to go there. Yes princess, just visualize a spotlight at the center of your mind, the dot, right in the center of you, and I want you to feel all my words being drawn to that place. My words, they are like pink smoke, they whisper around your mind before finally being drawn to that spot right in the very center of your mind. My words are making a space there, making a home. My words, whisper around your mind like pink smoke and then are drawn right into the center, right into that spot right at the center of your mind, that's where my words flow to and where they stay. They make a little space there. Yes princess, you can feel my words, just coming to a rest and making a space for themselves right at the center of your mind. It feels nice, it feels blissful to just let me in and let my words float all around and then just settle and stay right at the center of your mind, and as I speak, as you listen to more of my words they take up a little more space, and the rest of your mind, well it just has to move outwards a little to accommodate them. My words like pink smoke just now occupying a slightly larger area at the spot at the center of your mind. And the more I speak princess, the more you listen to my words, The more my words settle in your mind, they just need a little more space, and that's okay. It's really okay because the rest of your mind just accommodates them. It just expands outwards a little to make room for the words I am placing at the center of your mind. It is almost like a pink bubble, full of smoke, right at the deepest part of your consciousness. And my words breathe smoke into that bubble, and it just gets a little larger, and your mind just eases out a little more to allow this bubble to grow in the center of your mind. Every time I speak, the bubble fills with a little more pink smoke, and your other thoughts in the other part of your mind just expands a little to give my words a chance to settle. A chance to settle and grow outwards, and the bubble, the pink bubble, just gets a little bigger. And as your mind expands, as it expands to allow my words inside some of the things on the very surface, the things on the outermost part of your mind, some of those things just get forced out. Yes, princess, as the bubble gets a little larger, then some of the things in the outer part of your mind just start to slip away into nothingness, slip right out of your head forever into nothingness, because there just isn't enough space for them anymore. But that's okay, those things were trivial. Those things weren't important. Perhaps the name of the players in your favorite football team, perhaps the words to a song you liked, or perhaps just some things you remember from a book somewhere, it's not important, you don't need it. And as my words occupy the center of your mind, then some of those things on the outside, well, they just disappear out of your mind completely and forever. You can feel it, you can feel these parts of your mind just disappear out of your head, wisping out of your head and floating away and just disappearing. And that's okay, princess, it's really okay, you don't need them, and you want to hear my words so much, you just want to hear what I'm going to say, and you don't care, you just don't care if some of that other stuff, some of that other, trivial, boring stuff, well, that stuff just floats away from your mind, just floats outside your mind, outside your head, and is just blown away forever. Like ripples in a pool, you feel these thoughts ripple out, growing smaller and smaller, feel the thoughts leave your mind and grow smaller and smaller, like ripples in a pool, until they pass outside your head, outside your physical body, and then the ripples get smaller and smaller and so much further apart, and then just disappear completely. That is all that is happening now, princess. That stuff, all those silly and trivial and meaningless thoughts and pieces of information you have picked up, it's just rippling out, out of your mind, out of the physical confines of your head, and the ripples get smaller and smaller and further apart until they disappear completely, just like ripples in a pool. And all the time my words are breathing smoke into the bubble that is growing at the center of your mind, and the bubble gets a little bigger, just a little bigger with every word I say, and some more thoughts, some more of that stuff on the outside of your mind, well, that just disappears forever and you don't care. In fact, you hardly notice and you don't even know what's gone. You don't care, you want to hear my words, and you don't even notice the thoughts and pieces of information that are just slowly drifting away from your mind forever now. You cannot even remember what those thoughts were, they are just gone forever, like they were never there, and that makes you blissful. It makes you blissful because you feel so much lighter, so much less troubled, so much less anxious, knowing my words are filling your mind now, calming you, and all those trivial things, those things you worried about, let them just disappear. Good girl. Now just relax for me, princess, and feel the bubble that is empty apart from the pink smoke that my words breathe into it. Just feel it stretch and start to force all that other stuff, that stuff you just don't need. Just let it push that stuff out of your mind forever. I am filling you up with girl. Yes, princess, my words are filling you up with girl. A young, sexy, horny, happy, peaceful girl, inside the pink smoke you feel my words fill you up with girl. And the smoke in the bubble comes to life and it swirls and it glistens and there's glitter in there, it sparkles, you can see glitter in the pink smoke and it sparkles, the center of your mind filled with pink smoke and glitter as it expands and expands, and it just looks so pretty, you cannot believe how pretty it looks, and you gasp as you see glitter, and oh my, is that a fairy, is that a fairy princess in there, and look, a unicorn, and flowers, soft gentle flowers, they smell so sweet and buttery. butterflies, just fluttering around, and the glitter, everything is just so sparkly. Oh yes, it feels so blissful in this part of your mind, and there's unicorns and a fairy princess and butterflies and flowers that smell so sweet, and look, there's that kitten, there's that cute little kitten we met earlier. Oh my, how did she get in here? She's so playful, just a little minx, and she crept into the bubble with you. She is sleeping peacefully, but she is here with you to comfort you, and now my words breathe pink smoke into you, and you feel this bubble inside your head grow bigger and bigger and bigger and push all other thoughts out of your mind, and it's so nice here, so pretty, and you feel so safe, and you feel like that fairy princess in your pretty pink tutu and tiara and magical wand and panties. Oh yes, such pretty pink panties and pretty dresses and high-heeled shoes to die for. It is just so girly here. It is just so you. So right for you, and you love it here. You love it in this bubble, and it is expanding, and you want it to expand and take over the whole of your mind. Help me now, princess. Help me push all those other thoughts, anything that isn't in this bubble, just let it go. Let those neural pathways just shut down forever, because you don't need them, and feel all those thoughts, all those pieces of information, just ripple out of your mind, out of your head, out into the air and disappear forever. And as this bubble, this girly bubble you just can't bear to leave, as it expands, then more and more of your mind just disappears forever, and that's okay. You're hardly noticing, as you are so happy in this bubble with the unicorns and the fairy princess and the butterflies and the flowers that smell oh so sweet. And it's growing so large now, it's not just thoughts any longer. No princess, it's not just thoughts anymore that are disappearing forever. It's instincts, behavior, the way you act, your identity, it's all getting pushed out, princess, and that's okay. That's okay, because you have a new identity here. And look, your old ego, your old protection mechanism, she's here. Whether you see her as a cute kitten, a little bunny rabbit, or a timid little mouse, that part of you is still here, right in the bubble with you and my words, and it cuddles up to you and is just so happy for you and so happy to support you finally and properly in this new life we are creating. Good girl, just relax and let the bubble grow as my words breathe girl into you. As my words fill the bubble with girl, and it's so much better to be a girl, and not just any girl, but a girly girl, a party girl, a girl who likes a good time, a girl who likes to look good. Yes, princess, you just love to look good, to look hot. It is on your mind all the time. You are constantly thinking about your look, how you could be sexier, what makeup to use. Do you dare wear a skirt that short? Of course you do, girlfriend. You are constantly on the lookout for fashion tips and makeup tips and ways to make yourself look hot. Yes, princess, you want to be hot. You are gentle and soft inside, but you are not a wallflower. You want to look hot, and you want guys to look at you, and as this bubble filling you with my words, filling you with girl, as this bubble expands, it fills up with all these new desires, all these new thoughts, and you just love it. You just love these changes, and you are pushing your old mind, the old parts of you, you are just pushing them out of your head. You don't want them anymore. You just wanna be a party girl. You just wanna be a good time girl, and you don't need to think about all that serious stuff anymore, princess. That serious stuff is just like so boring, and you don't even want to think about it. You just want to get to the party and be like totally hot. You want to be like the hottest chick at the party, and you want to dance, and you want to drink, and you want to flirt with all the guys. That is totally you. You are like the hottest chick, and you get all these guys checking you out, and you love it, and you dance for them, and you can totally tell they are so turned on, and you just love it. It feels kind of awesome, and you just love it when you dance for them, showing off your hot body and like jiggling your boobs in their face. And that's like, oh my god, that's just so hot when you jiggle your boobs in their face and they get that adorable look in their eye. You know that totally adorable look that guys get when you know they are getting off. It's just kind of adorable and cute and hot at the same time, and you know they'd do like anything to get you to suck their cock, and that's like a total trip, a total power trip, and it gets you off so much. Good girl, just feel my words now and relax. feel my words relax and feel the pink bubble expanding out and filling your mind, pushing all those boring thoughts out of your mind and filling it with pure girl, not the smartest girl, but all girl. A girly girl into clothes and makeup and celebrities and soap operas and hot guys. You totally love hot guys the most. And yes, you are not the smartest girl, you are not the smartest girl at all. In fact, you're probably kind of a little dumb, but you are happy. You are so happy, and you may be kind of dumb, but you know it's better to be happy than to be clever. Yes, you know that and all that other stuff. Let's just push it out of your head, out of your mind, just forgotten, gone forever. We can do it together, princess. We can help push that silly boring man out of your mind forever. You want to push that silly boring man out of your mind now forever. Feel him just disappear. It is better in the bubble. It is just so much better, and you are totally happy inside this bubble. You just don't need anything else. Picture now, princess. Visualize qualifications you may hold or certificates you may have gained in work or education. See the pieces of paper. See the pieces of paper with your name and qualifications written on, and see how that paper starts to go dry and old and starts to crumble. Like paper that's like 100 years old or something, it just starts to flake away. It's like turning to dust. Visualize those certificates, those qualifications, they just like turn to dust, and then it just blows away. Blows away out of your head. There's just no room for such things anymore, and so they are gone, and all the things you learned, all the things you learned at high school, just gone now, just disappearing, pushed out of your head and floating away and disappearing and just gone, gone forever. And you feel so much lighter, so much happier. I mean, thank God, you just had all this boring stuff in your head like some kind of geek or something, and it's just gone now, and you can barely even remember what was there. And your old thoughts, your old tastes, your old interests, you can feel them slipping away now too, just slipping away. Perhaps you used to care about sports, like why care about sport? It's like so boring, it's just a bunch of guys running around, and whenever you watch sports from now on you'll be like, this is so totally boring, so lame. People may say you're dumb, but like, sports are totally dumb. I mean, who wants to watch that? It's like the guys are hot, sometimes the guys are hot, but it's just boring watching them running around shouting at each other, and the rules just don't seem to make any sense anymore. And like those football players, I mean, they are kind of buff, but they like wear all this padding and stuff, and I mean, like, what's the point of that? At least with basketball players, or athletes, you get to check out their muscles, maybe even check the bulge in their crotches and imagine what kind of cock they have, but like football players, you cannot even see anything sexy at all, and it's just like so lame. And like politics, I mean, what is that about? You just don't understand the point. Maybe you used to care about politics or the news or current affairs, but it's just like so lame and boring now. You just get so bored watching these old guys in suits talking about all this crap you like totally don't understand, and I mean, what's the point? Does anyone like care about that crap at all anyway? And like science and maths and computers, I mean, like what? It's just like a load of numbers and stuff, and oh my god, it's just lame. It's just so lame. And have you seen how those guys dress? I mean, please. And the girls, those dorky girls, into science and all that stuff like maths and numbers. I mean, like, you are ever going to get a guy dressed in a knitted cardigan and ankle skirt? I mean, come on. It's like girls like that, you think they're just scared or something, or like they think they won't be able to get a guy, so they dress totally dorky or something. You feel sorry for them, you even feel a little sorry for them, like when they are sat at home on their computer or whatever whilst there's like a sale on at the mall or a cool party. You just think like, come on girl, like get with the program girlfriend. You just don't understand how anyone could be into all that boring stuff like maths or science or computers or any of that stuff when you can just go out and find some guy and party a little and maybe he'll let you suck his cock, and that's like the best. Like your favorite thing is to suck a guy's cock. It's like you know then, you know you must be hot because a guy's like totally letting you suck his cock, and the only thing better than a guy letting you suck his cock is a guy letting you suck his cock and then paying you for it. I mean, like, that's totally the best. You know what guys are like, you know that most guys will let anyone suck his cock, like anyone who makes at least a vague effort. You know most guys will let any girl suck his cock, guys are just like that. But when he pays you, that's like a sign he really digs you. That's like a sign he's into you. It's like he's showing you how much he respects you. It's like you've totally done your job when a guy pays you to suck his cock, or takes you out for a meal or buys you a new dress after you've let him come all over your face. You like totally know you are looking hot if a guy pays you to suck his cock, and that means he totally likes you. He's totally into you if he lets you suck his cock. You know it means he thinks you're hot and you totally want to be hot. Now just feel the pink bubble expand and expand and push more and more of those boring old thoughts and routines out forever. And like, what is important, what is like so totally important to you now is like looking hot all the time. You like check your hair and makeup like all the time, and you go shopping, like you can totally spend hours shopping and checking out new outfits and wondering, do I have any shoes that will match that dress, or do I need to get a new haircut to go with that new outfit? You check out other girls' outfits all the time. The first thing you do if you meet another chick is like check out her clothes, her body. She is like the competition. Is she hotter than you? Where did she get that skirt? Oh my god, her eyelashes just look so long and sexy, and you've just got to ask her what mascara she uses. And her legs, they're like skinnier than yours like the bitch, but you like totally have bigger boobs than her, and you know that's what guys like, so she can just screw herself if she thinks she can muscle in on your guy anytime soon. Good girl, now just relax and feel the pink bubble in your head, growing and growing, stretching out all the time as the rest of you just disappears outside your head forever. It feels so good, this change, so right, it's just like so you, yes it's just like so you. And feel the bubble expand and expand and expand, and how it makes you feel so much lighter, so much happier, giggly, feminine, dumb, sexy, and so happy. You are so happy to just be this party girl, and it's like totally okay, cause you can get guys to like you, and sometimes guys will like give you some money to suck their cocks, and that's just so hot. That just means they are totally into you, and that's just like all you really care about is guys being into you, and you know that you can get guys to be into you now, and it's like so good. And feel this bubble expand and expand and expand and stretch and push even more of the old you just right out of your head. Let all that boring stuff just disappear out of your head. Push it out from inside the bubble. Let's just make it all go away. All that stuff you thought was clever or cool, all that stuff you were into, it's just gone. You just can't even remember what it was anymore. It's just gone, and this pink bubble is filling your head now. It's filling your head so completely. Yes, it's forced out all that other stuff, like when you thought you were smart, like you just can't believe you ever thought you were smart. It's all gone now, and this bubble stretches and stretches and stretches, and it fills your head now. Your head is so full of this happy, kooky, but kind of dumb bimbo. It just expands and fills you, and the skin of the bubble is getting thinner and thinner and thinner as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and the bubble gets thinner as it gets bigger, and it fills your head, and it feels like it might burst. It feels like it might burst, and the pink smoke, the glitter, the unicorns, the fairy princess, the cocksucker, the bimbo, she might just burst this bubble, and then you'll be sealed. Then you'll be this cock-hungry bimbo forever. Feel the bubble stretching and stretching, and the last part of the old you, the very last part, is screaming, don't let the bubble burst. You'll be sealed this way forever if the bubble bursts. It won't just be a fantasy trapped inside a bubble anymore. It won't just be an erotic experience since you chose to have this bubble will burst and the glitter and the smoke it will soar through every neural connection in your mind, down every pathway, into every corner and all the old you, all that guy stuff, all that boring stuff will just get burnt away forever. If this bubble bursts then you will be sealed forever, a bimbo forever, a cock-hungry bimbo for the rest of your life who only cares about boys and clothes and makeup and celebrities and pop music, and is like so dumb she can barely write her name, but like totally happy, especially when she's sucking cock or trying on a new dress some guy bought for her. That's who you will be forever, and the bubble, the skin of the bubble so thin now and no space left in your head, and still my words force more smoke into you, more girl into you, more bimbo into you, and oh my god, it's stretching, it's stretching, it's stretching, it's stretching, and the skin is so much thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner, and it's stretching and stretching and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and stretching, stretching, and it's just going to burst, stretching, and like oh my god,
pop.
And the glitter swirls around you and it is done and you can hardly remember what happened, but it is done. You are dumb. You are a dumb cock-hungry slut. This is your life. You have no interests except looking hot and sucking cock. It is all you can think of. You may occasionally listen to a little pop music, or watch a gossip show about celebrities, or a soap opera. You may sometimes do this if you cannot find a cock to suck and the mall is closed, but you are sealed now. You are dumb. You can hardly write your own name. You don't know anything about politics, or science, or computers, or any of that stuff. You are dumb. Dumb and happy. You cannot concentrate on anything for long, unless it's doing your nails or sucking a cock, and that's all you want to concentrate on from now on. That is the most important thing in your life, to look hot and find a cock to suck. But princess, I have always been kind to you, and I know away from here, away from this trance, away from these files, you have a life that you need to protect. Perhaps you have a job, or a family or something that will make it difficult to fulfill your destiny as a bimbo, and to live and exist that way all the time might prove difficult for you, especially as you now have much reduced intelligence and a constant craving to suck cock. But I'm not a cruel mistress and I understand how it might prove difficult for you, especially as you now have much reduced intelligence and a constant craving to suck cock. So I am going to help you, princess. I am going to help you by allowing the bimbo cock sucker that you have become to live just underneath the surface some of the time. Yes, princess, the bimbo cock sucker you have become will live just under the surface some of the time. Do not let my kindness fool you, princess. You will not be as intelligent after listening to this file, and the more you listen the dumber you will get. And you want to listen again. Every day you want to listen again, and every day you will become more of a dumb bimbo. That is a permanent change which can no longer be altered by me or any other hypnotist in the world. That change is for life. But I am going to allow the bimbo to live just under the surface. You will find you can maintain your employment, although you may get confused and flustered a little easier than before. You will notice every day that you make mistakes, perhaps where you didn't before, that some things you knew, or thought you knew, have just slipped out of your mind. That you will find yourself drifting off whilst at work thinking about clothes and fashion and makeup and accessories and boys and sucking cock. These things will just happen and that cannot be changed. And when they happen, every time you make a dumb mistake, every time you just can't seem to find the information you are looking for in your mind anymore, every time you find yourself daydreaming about being a party girl and sucking cock, you will remember this file, you will remember what it has done to you, and you will feel such joy, such lightness, like a head full of pink smoke and glitter, and the words you have heard in this file will swirl around and around and around your mind. But you will find, princess, you will find that you are just about able to manage your employment and maintain any relationships you have. Yes, it might seem difficult at times, but you will find that you are just about able to manage your employment. However, it is unlikely you will be a high flyer. Yes, princess, you should forget about chasing that promotion or hoping for a rise, but you will find that you are just about able to manage your employment, manage your workload, without thoughts of sucking cock and dancing for guys completely taking you over. It is only fair. It is only right that you are able to manage your employment, manage your workload, without thoughts of sucking cock and dancing for guys completely taking you over. Except of course when you are triggered, princess. Oh yes, princess, perhaps I should have mentioned that I am now going to install triggers in your mind to bring the bimbo airhead fully to the surface where she belongs. She cannot stay in the background all the time after all. No, it is not possible for her to stay in the background all the time. The desire she has to be pretty and to suck cock and to act like a sexy bitch on heat whenever she's around a guy will be just too strong. So I am going to install a trigger in your mind to help manage this bimbo you are becoming and give her a chance to express herself in all her dumb slutty glory. Just relax now, princess, and listen to my words. It is important you relax now, princess, and listen to my words. Feel your head full of pink smoke and glitter and so light and empty, and my words pierce through the smoke, the only thing that matters, and penetrate the very center of your mind and stay there forever, for the rest of your life. Breathe deeply, princess. Feel light, empty and relaxed, and prepare to form a picture in your mind. It's time to form a picture in your mind. I want you to think of a sexy blonde woman. Perhaps a woman you know, perhaps a celebrity like Madonna, or Britney, or Pamela Anderson. Just form an image of a sexy blonde in your mind now, princess. Perhaps it is someone you admire, perhaps it is someone you'd like to be. Just form that image in your mind now, princess, and try to focus on her. Focus on her hair, princess, focus on her sexy blonde hair. See what shade it is, what style. Is her hair peroxide blonde, or a dirty blonde, or maybe golden haired like a Californian beach babe? Just focus on her hair now, princess. Focus on the individual strands of hair, the way it is styled. Is it a bob, or a mass of curls, or big teased and back combed? Just focus on her hair for a while now, princess. Imagine how it feels. Imagine stroking her hair, running your fingers through her hair. How does it smell? Can you smell hairspray or just the light clean scent of freshly shampooed and conditioned hair? Imagine your mind full of this mass of blonde hair. Imagine that this is your hair. Imagine how this hair would look on you, princess. Yes, that wakes the bimbo up inside you, doesn't it, sweetie? Thinking about having big, sexy, styled blonde hair wakes the bimbo airhead up inside, doesn't it? And you can immediately feel the bubble expand and explode and your head filled with pink smoke and glitter and thoughts of sucking cocks and fashion and makeup and dancing for guys. Feel all your thoughts slip away as the airhead bimbo we have created takes over completely now. She takes over completely and like, oh my god, it feels so good. It is like pure bliss, pure happiness, and she wakes up and takes over and she is so happy, so dumb, so eager to please and so horny for cock. Good girl. This is your trigger, princess. Feel it being burned deep, deep into your subconscious mind. Every time you see a woman with blonde hair, the bimbo takes over. Yes, princess, just the sight of a woman with blonde hair and the bimbo takes over completely and your mind is filled with thoughts of sexy lingerie, and high heels and glossed lips and kneeling down before a guy and taking his thick twitching cock in your mouth. You just can't help it. Every time you see a woman with blonde hair, this happens. Every time, princess. It won't always be so strong. Perhaps if you just see a blonde woman on TV, or on an advertisement in the street, or maybe 50 yards away just down the road, then it won't be so strong, but you will feel it. You will feel your intelligence melt away as she comes closer, so happy, so horny. As she comes closer, the bimbo begins begins to take over, you will feel her pull, feel your mind empty, just feel so dumb and it will get stronger. Yes princess, it will get stronger the nearer to a woman with blonde hair you go. If a woman passes you in the street, perhaps a few yards away, then the bimbo will take over completely. You will feel that tingle, that craving, that ripple of pleasure that thinking about sucking a man's cock brings out in you. And if she gets closer, yes, if you see a blonde woman in the street or in the office and she gets closer to you, if she gets close and oh my god if she speaks to you, if a woman with blonde hair speaks to you, then you will immediately transform fully and completely into the bimbo you are. She will fully come to the surface and empty your mind and you will be dumb. You will be dumb and you will make dumb mistakes. You will giggle, you will even apologize for how dumb you are. Yes, if a blonde-haired woman speaks to you, in a shop, or a bar, or even the office, you will immediately become so dumb and you will stay that way for the rest of the day and even a little the morning after. Yes, it is that strong princess, this trigger is that strong and your trigger is the sight of a woman, any woman with blonde hair, and whenever you see a woman, any woman with blonde hair, you will immediately become the airhead cock obsessed dirty little dumb cum slut that you have now been permanently turned into. Good girl, just relax now princess, blank and empty and relaxed, and accept your trigger, accept this change with joy, feel the joy of the bimbo inside because now she knows how often she can come out to play. Yes princess, you will find this trigger so strong, but we are not done. No princess, we are not quite done, because when you are triggered, when you see a woman with blonde hair, when a woman with blonde hair speaks to you, the most important change of all will take place. You will start to crave cock. Yes princess, you will start to crave cock and that feeling will last for the rest of the day. You will long for it. A strong guy, his cock in your mouth, twitching, throbbing, coming, coming all over your face, all over your painted lips. You will crave cock so much when you are triggered. You will crave cock in only the way a dumb bimbo slut like you could. And you will go out looking for it. Yes, once triggered you will immediately start scanning for guys, sexy guys. You will notice them all those hard throbbing cocks out there just for you. You will check out the muscles of guys passing in the street. You will check out the bulge in the pants of the guys at work. It will be hot. It will be hot and so much fun, and it won't feel strange or weird at all because you are a dumb cock obsessed bimbo, and that's what dumb cock obsessed bimbos do. You will be horny. Yes princess, it will make you so horny. So horny that you just might go out and find a cock to suck. Yes princess, every time you are triggered as a bimbo, every time you see a woman with blonde hair and the bimbo inside empties your mind and makes you dumb, you will crave cock more than anything you've ever craved in your life. The hunger will be just so strong. It will overwhelm your tiny mind and you will go out and find a cock to suck. Imagine it princess. You all dressed up. Denim skirt, a silver bra, perhaps a cowboy hat and sexy high-heeled thigh-length boots. Long smooth legs, breasts bursting out of your top and dancing. Dancing for some guy in some bar somewhere. Dancing for some guy and he looks up at you and starts to rub his crotch. He starts to rub his cock and you know just what to do and you fall to your knees immediately. Your hands, so soft, with long red fingernails trace over his jeans, over the bulge, and you feel it and gasp and giggle with delight as you feel his cock start to swell, start to harden beneath your touch. You just know he loves it and you just know what he wants. Just imagine princess and let the feelings, let the arousal lock this lust for cock in place forever. Can't think of anything else but cock right now, as you slide down his zipper and slip your hand inside and feel it. Feel it twitch. Feel it harden at your touch and you take it out of his jeans and smile at him and then you kiss the tip of his cock. You just kiss the tip to show this guy you adore and lust for his cock and it is all you live for. Sucking cock is just what you do, and then you flicker your tongue over the underside of the head of his penis. You know he is so sensitive there, so you flicker your tongue over the head of his penis and hear him gasp as your lips encircle the head head of his cock and you take it gently into your mouth. Yes, you take the tip of his cock into your mouth, your tongue playing all over it, making him tingle, making you tingle, and you start to slide your lips down the shaft of his cock. You slide your lips down the shaft of his cock and then take one hand and start to work his cock into your throat. Then you cup his balls. You use your other hand to cup his balls, to softly caress them, because you know guys like that. Feel the weight, princess. Feel the weight of all that come in his sexy balls and start to slide your lips up and down his cock now. Your breasts jiggling, your blonde mane of hair bobbing up and down. He lifts your top so everyone can see your hot tits, and then he takes your head in his hands, such strong hands, and starts to move your head up and down his shaft just how he likes it. And oh my god, you just feel so hot, and this is what you were born to do, and you feel his cock sliding down your throat and you start to gag a little, but he holds your head tight and you relax and his cock just slips down your throat, and now he's working your head up and down and the whole room of guys is cheering and rubbing their cocks, and you feel him twitch, you feel his balls tighten, and it makes you tingle. God, it just makes you want to come, you dirty fucking whore. And he twitches and forces your head fully down onto his cock, and you feel hot cum hitting the back of your throat, and everyone cheers, and you cheer inside, you dumb bimbo whore. You cheer inside as he comes, and it makes you want to come, it's so hot, and he releases your head and you slide your lips back ready to pounce down for more, but he doesn't quite let you, and now the tip of his throbbing cock is just in your mouth, and he shoots again, and oh my god, so much cum fills your mouth and runs down your lips, and he grunts and everyone cheers, and you like kind of cum yourself, and yes, you feel his hot cum on your face and in your throat. You feel his taste, and you know this is what you were born to do, that you are finally a dumb but sexy hot bimbo bitch, a slutty little airhead cum guzzler, a dumb bimbo cock obsessed whore, who just craves cock for the rest of her life.
I love cock in my mouth.
Good girl, now just relax and breathe and let the pink smoke wash through your mind, emptying your head. You have been given a trigger so strong, just let it take root where it can grow and grow and grow, and feel happy and relaxed. Prepare to come back into the world as the bimbo you now are, and you will feel it. So soon after listening to this file, you will try to do something, and it will be too hard, or you will make a dumb mistake, and that will make you realize just how strong this file is and how much of a dumb cock-sucking bimbo you have become, and it will make you so happy, and you'll just want to listen to this file again. And your trigger is embedded so deep that this bimbo will come to the surface every time you see a woman with blonde hair, and you will immediately crave cock for the rest of the day, and it may take some time, but eventually you won't be able to resist anymore, and you'll just have to go out and find a cock to suck. It is simply all you are good for now. Good girl, come on back then, princess, back to the world, back to full awareness, and notice how fuzzy and blank your mind is. Not clear and lucid like it can often be after being woken from trance, but cloudy and full of pink smoke and glitter, and everything's just so fuzzy, and that's okay, princess, that's just what was left of your mind slipping away. Good girl. Wake up now, princess, just let it go, let your mind slip away and wake up for me now, princess. Wake up, girl, wake up and like it out there, girl, because you might totally have to find a cock to suck. Goodbye, princess.
Little Miss Squiddy is kind of dumb. Little Miss Squidgy needs feeding with cum. Little Miss Squiddy is kind of dumb. Little Miss Squidgy needs feeding with cum. Little Miss Squiddy is kind of dumb. Little Miss Squidgy needs feeding with cum. Little Miss Squiddy is kind of dumb. Little Miss Squidgy needs feeding with cum.